This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now, ngiphethe uMiss Msani from MGJ Primary School under Umlazi District. Ma'am, sanibona.
Yabona njani?
Siyaphila, siyaphila. Mhlawumbe asiqale la. Kusho ukuthini ukuthi nibe la namhlanje noma as kuwe ma'am or as isikole sakho. Kusho ukuthini nje ukuthi nibe la kule workshop namhlanje?
Okay, I'm here because I'm here to learn, to improve my English learning skills, to basically to learn how to improve my learners to love and to read, to develop the love of reading and reading for meaning. Yes, to equip them.
Yeah. Oh yes. Mhlawumbe ikuphi ongathi ukuthathe kakhulu namhlanje noma obekushiwo la? Ikuphi mhlawumbe ozothatha uthi uma ubuyela nakhe esikoleni ufike uku-apply? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've learned that to read first is to listen to the sender, the one who was speaking, the sender, how to interpret from the sender, the encoding, the processes of speaking, and the processes of listening. Because you can speak to the learners or just teach them comprehension, tell ukuthi they don't know or they don't understand how to interpret or answer your questions. Yeah. Some they could mislead you by postures they do. And then you think they understood. Can't you know they are far away from what you are teaching them. So today I've learned that you have to do more discussions for you to make them to be involved and participate in the reading comprehension. It can be a magazine, everything, but you make them involved and be part of the reading.
Yeah. And also understand the communication process.
Exactly.
It's a two-way.
Exactly.
And ngeke uze ubone ukuthi lento obuyisho bayizwile just by ukuthi before me, because postures can be misleading.
They are very misleading, because that's one of the questions I've asked, because I always like look at them and then I'll say, yes, my kids just got the information, but at the end of the day, when you ask them questions, they are far away, they are lost. So you need to make them to focus on the reading for them to love and develop. And another thing that I've learned, it's important to have reading corners. Reading corners are very important, where you can tell them the always read, always, always read. So, but holy leyant, she said, you would have time to read that, because abanye bazogcina eklasini, thola ukuthi yini uride kanye nawe eklasini, and then once you get home, everything is lost. Information is lost. Yes, because every time when you read, there's a new vocabulary that you receive. There are new words that you master, and build up your own vocabulary, and you are able to have many, many, many words now just because you read every day. So reading is not about a one day thing.
No, siyabonga kakhulu. Okay. Thank you for your time. Yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.